Hello. Today is the 27th, and we're on to the best part of the program, which is nonsense. Also, a little bit of social media. Yay!
Let's start with Instagram. And today, and Krista and I both learned what Roxy's are. Wonder what are Roxy's?
I have no idea.
We didn't know.
Turns out it's Roxycodone, which is like oxycodone, except with an R. I'm sure the chat will tell us the difference. Anyway, if you're into those kinds of things and you can't find out where to buy them, here's a new lead for you.
Oh.
Instagram's opioid recovery hashtags are full of drug dealers. Available for 24/7 delivery. This is crazy. There are drug dealers that lurk. I've heard tale of drug dealers that lurk outside of like addiction recovery, like support group meetings.
Right, yeah.
And so like
Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah, it's like this is happening online now. Like what better place? It's like, oh, I just, you know.
And no one's there to like shame you. You're not seeing your teacher from your narcotics abuse class.
It's like you just search for, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, I'm just going to search for somebody that just got their 5-year chip and then message them and be like, hey, where do you live? I'll give you some free samples because, you know.
No, you don't have to search. It's a hashtag.
Yeah.
So you find somebody that you click on that hashtag and you find somebody that's posting under that hashtag and you just like show up and you're like, oh, hey, congratulations on that chip. I've got Roxy's.
It's dark. We shouldn't laugh at it. It's actually really terrible, but good Lord. Maybe we could get the law enforcement in on like the anti-counter game where like law enforcement is also on top of like those hashtags, and so like we can turn it into a thing.
Although I wonder,
aren't you just constantly like chasing your tail then, like whoever gets ahead of it next?
It is a bit of an arms race. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it turns out prohibition doesn't work very well. But how can it's very, very brazen. Like, how would you stop cops from just contacting you and saying, okay, send me drugs?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, like, it would be easy for them to just, you know.
Probably just keeps popping up, though.
Yeah.
Like, how many resources do you throw at that? Yeah. Well, YouTube is making some changes.
Well, they canceled this, actually.
Oh, did they?
They did.
Oh, update. Well. But some people were very angry about this last week.
The Verge did not run an update.
YouTube creators are going to lose their verified badges. Not really. Susan Wojcicki, or I don't know how to pronounce her last name. She showed up on Twitter and was like, wait, we may have erred. We're not going to do this. They didn't really clarify. Like, just literally everybody, not everybody, but like a lot of people, even huge channels with over 1 million subs, got the email that was like, hey, we know we verified you in the past. We're going to unverify you, but if you want to appeal that, just go through this appeals process. Everybody lost their minds.
Well, because they were going to keep, of course, the verification for celebrities who had made their fame outside of YouTube. And it was like, so the people who actually made the platform what it is don't get to keep their verified status, but new celebrities who just got on here do.
It turns out YouTube is maybe okay for content discovery, but YouTube is not great for building a community. Come to the level one forums, because we don't have anywhere else.
Yeah, because that's a great community.
We're trying. No.
Some people on there aren't trying. Facebook, they've got that new device. It's the portal. They've got a TV version, and they've got this thing. And remember when Zuckerberg said that it would be crazy if you just had cameras in your house and then they sold you a camera to put in your house? Well, you remember that other thing where they were like actually listening to your Facebook messages and they said, oh, we're going to stop doing that.
Facebook contractors have been listening to Hey Portal. Yeah, the new company has been previously criticized for transcribing messenger calls. So the Portal device, which is the portable screen and camera device, in case you're not familiar, contractors have been reviewing that.
And they just released the TV version. I don't know if they have a picture of that here. Oh,
try your 3 months.
Oh, no.
But yeah, as they rolled out the new product, we find out that... So this is the same as when you say Alexa or Hey Google or whatever. It's those things. They have to try to make them better the same way everybody else does. How do they do that? They listen to them and transcribe them. Yeah. Unfortunate. They also point out that... they only said that they paused the message transcription. They did not cancel it, which means it's probably already back running.
Listen, they need the data because shareholders.
Well, one thing they could use that data for is to try to find terrorists. And they're going to need it more than ever because terrorists are more prevalent than ever.
Facebook has expanded the definition of terrorist organizations to limit extremism. Are flat earthers labeled terrorists yet? Because that's when I can get behind it.
Well, they claim that... So before, you had to explicitly call for violence. But they're changing that a little bit, and they're saying that any kind of behavior that they feel could lead to violence can now get you marked as a terrorist organization. Poll on 8chan, should that ever come back, is on the list. Officially. Like, I'm not making that up. They explicitly said 4chan and 8chan.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if the whole boards will be, but definitely the political sub-channel in 8chan. So,
because that's going to lead to violence, probably.
Well, you know, there's a little bit of white nationalism in there. And yes, I imagine they do call for violence from time to time. I mean, I don't agree with the Facebook policy, but in that case, you know, maybe the
let's be real,
the broken clock was right in that case. How do you deal with when you're Facebook and you have all these policies and you're listening to people's private lives and you're transcribing and you're deciding what gets put out there or not? Oh, and another story I didn't put. Did you see that? So Zuckerberg said that when he testified before Congress, he said they were not a publisher. You remember that?
Yeah.
And that was the sort of the linchpin for his entire argument about that stuff. They filed a lawsuit against one of the people who said they were taken off of Facebook erroneously and said that as a publisher, they made that decision. So that's in court now.
Wow.
And so when you have problems like that and you have to make all of these decisions in your Facebook, how do you do it? Who decides? Well, I think Zuckerberg ultimately decides, right? But people have a problem with that. So what do you do to convince people that that's not how it is?
Facebook plans to launch a Supreme Court for handling takedown appeals. Well, that sounds like it's just Zuckerberg with more steps.
It's going to be a lot of people. I think they said 12 at first. How do you think they choose those people? It's not an election.
No, it's going to be employees.
Fastest time on the escape slide.
How do you get appointed?
You're talking about the conference room escape slide.
Whoever has the fastest known time on the escape slide.
So yeah, 12 at first, and they hope to expand it to 40. They have some really complicated flow charts here about how all this works. That seems like a lot of steps.
I'm kind of into the flow chart, though. Low key.
So yeah, supposedly there's all these different ways that when something comes up, it can go through the Facebook Supreme Court and they can decide on it. I guess that'd be something to put on your resume, right? Chief Justice of Facebook. Facebook is always working on new technology to spy on things. And what I think the dream of a company like Facebook is to be able to deploy cameras literally everywhere in the world. And how do you do that? I mean, it's so difficult, right? You'd have to attach a camera to every human being.
Facebook is working on smart glasses with Ray-Ban, codenamed Orion. So they want Ray-Ban, Luxottica as well.
They own Ray-Ban.
They want glasses to look like normal glasses, but also to be an LCD screen.
And a camera.
The camera is crucial.
And a microphone.
The Snapchat spectacles always look like the Mi Gusta meme to me.
Awesome. That's a vintage meme.
They didn't have a picture of... I guess they haven't even gotten that far yet. But yeah, the idea is... remember when the Google Glass came out and people just hated everybody that had Google Glass?
Those glass holes.
So how do you overcome that, I guess, is what Facebook is trying to get.
You make them look like ordinary, regular glasses.
I mean, I got to say, personally, if these were branded Facebook in any way, I'm going to judge the hell out of any human being wearing Facebook glasses. And I'm probably going to try to avoid them as much as I'm going to get out of their line of sight.
It's bad enough with Apple products, I mean.
No, I definitely judge Apple products, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you walk into a conference room with an Apple product, I immediately form an opinion. Facebook has had a lot of woes about their advertising policy. It allowed you to be a little racist, maybe a little classist, maybe just straight up evil. And it seems like now we're finding out that their promises to take control away from the advertisers might not be as complete as they had led us to believe.
CBC has the story about Facebook advertisers can now write their own headlines for shared news stories. But what actually happened was the BBC agreed to let advertisers change the headline of a story when an advertiser was paying to advertise the story. But what happened was an advertiser changed the headline of the story to be at odds with what the story was about.
So this, it was a government budget that was in question here. The government budget was one number, but the advertiser wanted to spin the story in the opposite direction. And they made it a lower number, but they argued that the original number was incorrect because of some deductions or... And there was some argument between it. It was like two sides of a political debate. And the BBC was not happy about that because it did sort of contradict. And if you only see the headline, which...
Most people
do. Been proven.
Nobody reads.
No. So Facebook says, we're going to fix that.
Or worse, they read and don't understand.
So I guess if you link something, you can only use the page title from the link. Which, how often do you think it scrapes that to get an updated page title? Never.
Oh, I forgot to go back and check this.
I had not ever heard of this before. This is not in the U.S.
That's what I was going to check. It's like... Did this actually happen in the U.S.?
No. This is another country. I can't remember exactly where.
But it happened through Facebook.
Manila, the Philippines. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, the Philippines. So in the Philippines, you can actually download an app that will lend you money. Sounds great, right? Well, it's definitely not great. There's a lot more to it than that, and it's kind of terrifying.
Online lending's ugly side, debt shaming. So you download the app, but it links to your Facebook. You borrow money, and if you don't pay it back, it starts harassing your friends through Facebook. So dude borrowed some money, he got behind on payments, and then he got an angry email or call or something from somebody he hadn't talked to for years. And it was, and the question from that person was, why did you give them my contact info? They're harassing me about your debt. And this was a surprise to the person that borrowed the money, because he hadn't given them their contact information. So got it through the Facebook integration.
I don't think that one was Facebook, because you also have to give them access to your contact list.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was just her phone number.
Oh, okay.
And they also contacted that guy, and they were like, listen, we're not going to stop there. We also have your employer's phone number. We're calling them next. Pay us our money.
So
and
he did.
He eventually did pay it back, but it sort of uncovered this nasty industry where if you don't pay them back on time, they just begin contacting everybody in your life. And even go so far, because you give them Facebook OAuth permission, they changed your photo, the avatar photo, and put like deadbeat or something across it.
Wow. Someone, they have like a whole department who just like, Photoshops images all day.
And change their, put like items in their timeline about, it's like, I don't pay my debts. really nasty stuff.
That's crazy.
So yeah.
Truly the darkest timeline.
This is probably not legal in the U.S.,
No,
but, absolutely not.
If you are in a country that does this kind of thing, maybe think twice about doing that. Unfortunate. He said he borrowed the money to pay for internet access because he got a job doing telecommuting at night. Mm. But what kind of internet access makes you pay to use it at night? The Philippines must be a rough place in terms of technology.
I think it is a little bit.
Let us know about your experience in the Philippines, if you can afford to post that comment.
Smaller nation.
Replying to this YouTube video is going to cost me 35 cents. I don't think so.
Wendell, this one probably affects you. Do you get a lot of toxicity in your Twitter posts?
Yeah, sometimes people will at me randomly. They're like, two people are having like a bitter blood feud. And it's like, guys, I don't care. And like, they'll just at me to like say...
As an appeal to authority?
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't even care.
Because that happens on the level one account too. They're like,
yeah.
And it's like, I don't really care about this. Yeah.
Sad. That's really sad. Well, good news. You don't have to actually interact with those people anymore.
Twitter rolls out hide replies to let you tame toxic discussions. Trying to win back its reputation as a platform for healthy conversations. So, I guess...
Has it ever had that reputation?
Well, it had mute before. Like, you could mute something so that you wouldn't get notices constantly, which is, like, the annoying aspect of Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing about this, well...
You don't see it.
I guess, not only do you not see it, if you're the original poster, it will be hidden by default for everybody who views that thread from then on.
They can every small business client wants to know your location.
They can expand it if they want to click, but they'll get that warning that, like, you know, this could be sensitive material.
I mean, that's fine, but what happens when you have, like, you know, some political pundit that's just posting blatantly false information, and then you get, like, Snopes coming in to be like, nope, that's not actually true, and they're like, yeah, I'd reply.
Well, I wouldn't trust Snopes any more than I trust the politicians, but I understand your point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not what, it's when. It's when that happens, because that is going to happen. It's probably already happening, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's probably why that feature was rolled out.
I guess I don't really understand why people don't just, like, disengage.
We covered that.
I guess if it's constantly pinging
were you,
but.
Were you here the week that we did the social media addiction thing?
Like the rehab center for that?
No. So it's like,
I was there for that.
When you get on Facebook, it depresses you because it's meant to make you feel insecure. So to get away from that, you go to Twitter, which in turn makes you feel insecure. So to get away from that, you go to Instagram.
And then you go to the smaller internet on your phone.
No, literally, then you'll go back to Facebook. You'll be like, I don't want to look at my timeline. Let me message my friends. But then that makes you insecure. And they figured this out in psychological study. That it's just like a spiral that never
ends. A negative feedback loop.
Yeah. I love this story. And the reason I love this story is because it's two groups of people. It's the outrage culture people who want to virtue signal, and it's the hero, the nerd culture people who want to hero worship and signal. And I don't know which group I despise more, but I love to watch them fight.
So this is from a blog, basically. Like, you may have heard that Richard M. Stallman, the, you know, fairly important figure in open source, resigned from the Free Software Foundation and from MIT over comments in an email. But this weekly roundup, I guess, this blog post, goes into a little bit more detail about the context of that, but also some of Richard M. Stallman's past behavior, which is maybe not the best, and talks about it in the context of, like, a handicap, which is probably an interesting way to think about it.
I don't know if I buy that.
Oh, I don't know that I buy that either.
But I also don't think that it matters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, based on this guy's description, if that's all you take into account, you don't know anything else about the man, he's describing a massive asshole.
Yeah.
Just an unbearable human being. But especially when you talk about open source, and especially Linux... I mean, that's who they are, right? It doesn't make them any less effective. And like you said, he's accomplished a lot of things.
Is it, and you start to wonder, it's like, are those people emulating his behavior? Or?
Oh my God. So
yes, absolutely they are.
They absolutely are. And it's that whole thing. You ever see those, like the meme or the comics? It's like, I'm not like other girls. I believe that these people feel that emulating the wacky, aspy guys makes them... The
more effective,
like,
at their job.
Not like other girls. No. It's like a way of being edgy and different and giving the world a reason to hate you that's not your own personality that they already hate you for.
That's terrifying.
No, they think that they're hated because they're brilliant and smart and not like you said, like everyone else.
But if you are that brilliant and you are that smart, you probably could overcome a lot of these. Even if it's just...
You would have to want to.
Even if it's just superficial. And you definitely get the impression that he just doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we don't need him to be a, charming prince.
Yeah.
When your face is on the cereal box, so that kind of looks like shit, doesn't it?
For me, to get value out of the work that he does, like, I mean, I would feel bad if he really does think that his life's work is a failure, because... his life's work is brilliant, and the work that he has done is incredible. But, you know, you can get value out of the work that he's done without appreciating the other part. I mean, think about, like, your thing, we got to the moon on the wings of the Third Reich. This seems like a much less extreme version of that.
and we are talking about... sex slavery here. I mean, it's a dark thing.
Oh, but that's okay, according to his own blog post.
No, it's not that it was even okay. Like, he wanted to argue semantics, and it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. That's not...
Let me quote his own blog. Let me find those posts again. It's not harmful.
It's as tone deaf as you could possibly be.
Yeah.
What he should have done is just no commented his way out of that. I think he wanted to be right, or he,
yeah,
I don't know.
That compulsive, all-consuming yes. need to be right.
And to speak from authority, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And that is a terrible human being. It's one of the things that I despise most in humanity. But should we not take advantage of him? Should we not use his rockets? That's the question.
And I think that we probably should. Like,
there's but he doesn't need to be rewarded for some of that work if he's going to be in a position of authority over...
Well, it's not a question of reward. It's a question of should he lose his job.
Yeah. And it's a lot of this is apparently a pattern of behavior. So
a job monitoring undergrad students.
That seems like maybe not a good idea. Maybe.
I have a feeling that this will be a healthy debate in the comments.
It's already been a healthy debate on the forum, we'll yeah. say that.
Yeah, it really has.
Which I can't remember if that's public. So certain discussions will get filed under like community, so they're not like widely available. So you have to be a member of the forum, I think, to see them. I'm not sure if that one was.
I mean, I get it. There is another article, there is another write-up that I almost included instead of this one, which is on Medium, and it was from one of the old GNU kernel maintainers, and his write-up was also very interesting. So if this interests you, you should seek that out and check out that post as well.
Here's a devil's advocate point of view. If this happening causes the next asshole who's in this position to rethink and just stick with the work and not try to do this kind of thing, is that a net positive?
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it.
I mean, I don't know that...
I don't think Wernher von Braun was talking about any kind of, like, Nazi ideologies after coming over. It's like, let's just work on rockets.
You think in the lab, like, you just let something slip every once in a while?
I don't know. I mean, you know, if that were happening today, would the other people in the lab be, like, freaking out and posting stuff to Instagram?
Oh, my
and,
God,
like,
yes.
You know, doing a Medium post and...
Oh, yeah. So absolutely.
It's a different world that we live in today.
You got to adapt to it, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying not to. It's tough. It's tough to do. Oh, let's talk about... Oh, I guess this is still kind of social media. I thought we were going to switch to nonsense. So, Hong Kong. You have the protesters on one side and the police on the other. Interestingly, it seems like the Hong Kong protesters are cowed to the point where they're not looking past the police, right? Like, someone's telling those police what to do. Now, I'm not excusing them for it. That whole following orders thing, let's go back to von Braun. You know, this is like a Nuremberg type of situation. It doesn't make it okay, but maybe they're not the first target. Anyway, the protesters have focused on the police, and the police have focused on the protesters, and there's a new avenue of attack.
Hong Kong protests. Tech war opens up with doxing of protesters and police. So both sides are doxing the other. It's crazy.
So this is like family members and, you know, job information, where they live. And you can imagine it's heated emotions, and bad things could happen from this.
It's accurate to say that, what, like 60-70% of the population of Hong Kong is involved in the protests at this point?
I don't know. Do we have accurate numbers?
I don't know.
Can you trust any of the reporting?
Yeah, I mean, the pictures look insane. Like, I look at the...
But it's so populous.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
I'm sure we'll get some comments about that.
Yeah, we do actually have several people in Hong Kong. One of them told me that things were actually getting kind of dicey as far as network access to the internet and being able to do work remotely, because some of them do work for U.S. companies remotely, I guess.
You can't get through all those filters.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, my work VPN stopped working. I've got problems.
Meanwhile, in Japan, they are celebrating. What are they celebrating? An amazing space mission. And we've talked about this before. This is the Hayabusa drone that's out there. And it's exploring this asteroid in a variety of ways, just penetrating it and probing it and taking all of its secrets. And it is now in the final phase of its mission.
Look out below. Hayabusa 2 has dropped target markers on asteroid Ryugu. they really do. The write-ups of this really does make it sound like some sort of anime adventure where, like...
There it is. There's the rock. It's not very exciting.
The target markers are going to summon Gigantor to take out the whatever.
Actually, all they're going to do is just let it practice taking pictures. I guess you use the target markers to have a focus on what you're taking pictures of, because it is really just a big nondescript rock. And once it's done with that, it'll release its final target marker, do the thing for real, and then start heading home with its cargo of meteorite rocks.
And the Andromeda train.
Yep.
Don't worry about that part.
So, enjoy these last couple of years while it's on its way back.
If the Andromeda train doesn't kill you, climate change will.
Or Richard Stallman. Chris, did you know this? Of course you knew this.
I already knew this. I followed them on Twitter. Lord of the Rings TV series. Amazon confirms production will be filmed in Auckland. This is in New Zealand. This is surprising absolutely no one. Because
but what surprised me, and I imagine you already knew this as well, but I did not, is the budget.
I don't know the budget number.
You don't know
that
the budget?
That wasn't announced. No.
Well, maybe. Let me just blow your mind, Krista.
I'm sure it was an obscene amount of
let money. Me just change your world right now. This is going to be the most expensive television show in history.
That's great. Let's hope that they spend some of that money.
$1.5 billion.
Let's hope they spend some of that money on writers.
That's like a quarter for Jeff Bezos.
Oh, it's in the context of the Seinfeld deal, if they make a series that's as good as Seinfeld, being able to get it for $500 million, I mean... But you got to think about the production cost of Seinfeld was basically nothing.
Yeah. Well, a show like this, there shouldn't be too much, I wouldn't think, but there will be certain things that will be CGI intensive later in the later seasons especially.
I mean, the production cost of that could not have been, I mean, you know, the Level One News is probably on par with the production cost of like Seinfeld, because we're just, you know, half of it was in Jerry's apartment just talking about some random thing that happened.
They had the diner. They had some external scenes.
For the first season, depending on where they start for Lord of the Rings, they might have to show a whole continent sinking. That would be difficult. And then they have another... There's a lot of sinking in the Second Age, so that will probably be one of the harder things to plan and film.
I wonder if Tolkien was prescient enough to like make that into climate change.
No, he hated industrialism, but he actually had like a reoccurring dream throughout his life about like a wave coming up and swallowing him, and he worked it into his work.
Interesting.
So they mentioned somewhere in here... if you sort of project how TV budgets tend to run over, this could go as high as $3 billion.
But if the show gets popular, and that's an if, though I think it probably will be, the actors alone will probably start demanding quite a bit more money. And that'll raise the price as well.
And there's going to be like a lot of semi-main characters, right?
Probably. Yes. It'll be a fairly large cast. They'll have several elvish characters who will probably span the entire series. Because they live forever.
That's going to be tough when, let's say, I mean, if you're going to put $1.5 billion into this, you're going to keep making it, right? Like, you're not just going to pull the plug.
They have 5 seasons planned.
So, that's...
And they only have rights for the Second Age. So, I mean, there is, like, kind of a set ending.
Well, they'll just start making stuff up if they have to, but...
They can't.
At the end...
No, I'm not saying they can't, like, but, like, literally the estate is involved enough that they can veto stuff.
Well, listen, Jeff Bezos will get his way.
He probably
but
will.
But at the end of that... 5 years, let's say they sign on for another 5. 10 years is going to start showing some age on some of those elves.
That's actually something I've thought about, and it's like, how do you cast for that? Someone who can bring the gravitas of someone who's been alive for hundreds of years, or thousands of years, depending on
Morgan Freeman.
From seeing what they've done in Star Trek, you could, if they could cast somebody like Patrick Stewart, that's an actor who's ageless. But like how they've handled it with Brent Spiner, they don't have the technology.
You can see some age.
No, yeah. Like that's the thing, is the elves need to look like they're, you know, early 20s, but have the wisdom of someone who's thousands
maybe
of years
they'll
old.
Just deepfake it.
Patrick Stewart made it through the 80s and 90s, and then he aged all at once in the last 5 or 6
years.
Yeah,
after he lost the hair, he kind of did just stop.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe he's doing the teenage blood.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see that. Unless it just crashes and burns.
I have limited hopes.
That's good.
I'm trying to limit it. But.
Keep your expectations at zero, and you'll always be excited. That's how I'm about Marvel movies. Although I tried to watch Endgame again this weekend, and I just cannot. Like, I got 15 minutes in, and I was like, I'm out. I can't do it.
I haven't watched Marvel movies in a long time. I just, there's too much, and you have to watch every single one of them to understand what's going on. And
well, speaking of movies, have you seen The King of Kong?
No.
You should check that out. It's a great documentary about Donkey Kong and getting the world record.
Oh.
And there is an absolute villain in that movie, and it is this man.
Billy Mitchell is threatening legal action over vacated Donkey Kong scores. Lawyers demand a retraction from Twin Galaxies and Guinness, or they're going to sue. This is about the world record. They think he cheated, and he's like, no cheat.
Well, he kind of cheated. He admits to some of it. So they've proven that some of his Donkey Kong runs were on MAME, and that's not allowed because you can hack it, you can put in cheats, you can change the speed, yada, yada, yada. It has to be on an original cabinet. That's the rule. But he doesn't just have the Donkey Kong record, or he didn't have, had, they strip them all. He also had like some Pac-Man records and some other stuff, and they took everything. So he's saying, hey, you can't take my Pac-Man record. I set that record before MAME existed. So why you can't just take them all, and they're saying you're a cheater. We're taking them all, so they got to go to court.
Womp womp.
He is such a great villain in that movie. So the other guy, who's kind of like the protagonist in the movie, is trying to beat his record, and he's just in his garage, just playing Donkey Kong day and night, ignoring his family. Amazingly enough, yeah, he has a wife and a kid. And so on the day that guy goes to the event and breaks the record, and everybody's like, oh my God, he did it. And then the referee comes in and is like, hey, Billy Mitchell sent in a tape. And they put the tape in, and it's Billy Mitchell breaking his record. And it's like, wow, what a great movie moment. Wendell, I know that you generally only listen to Weird Al.
Yeah.
And you never branch away from that. But are you tempted by this release?
A little bit, yeah. William Shatner has made a Christmas album with Henry Rollins and Iggy Pop. I don't know what those things are.
The only thing I hope that this album has is a cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah
Carey. Well, in fact, there's a track list. Let's check it out.
Oh, Lord.
Jingle Bells?
I don't see that. But this is a who's who of classic rock.
Did Shatner bring this together?
Or King like, Crimson?
Whose idea
King
was this?
King Crimson's on a Christmas record?
I know you know that name because of Hubby.
Yeah.
Jethro Tull. It's ZZ Top. This is amazing. Iggy Pop is the guy who never wears a shirt. And he's got the long hair and he looks like he's kind of almost a corpse at this point. You've seen him on TV. And Henry Rollins, of course, is Black Flag. He's like the... hardcore rocker turned philosopher in his old age. But yeah, this is going to be Shatner's signature, like not really singing, just dramatic speaking. And for some reason, people are captivated with it.
What was the is it Common People? Is that the one?
Everyday People.
Everyday People. Yeah.
And he did Rocket Man is the big one.
The Rocket Man one is not like Rocket Man. There's a difference between those two. So like with Rocket Man, what he's going for is like he's actually trying in Rocket Man. Whereas Everyday People, like whoever was coaching him on that, got exactly what they needed out of that. And so I think that Shatner was not trying as hard for a better result in Everyday People versus Rocket Man.
But you know what? We talked about this before.
Look
at that picture. And again, like think about Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
And their ages in comparison.
Yeah.
Shatner is looking pretty good. You think there's a lot of Botox in there?
Absolutely.
Teenager blood, yeah.
Real people don't age that way for the most part.
What? Working for him.
That's amazing.
Maybe it's an old picture. We don't know. So, in other countries, we complain about our FCC, of course, and the overreaching government telling us what's good for us and what isn't. But we forget sometimes that this is the land of the free. And in other places, it is a lot more strict.
SpongeBob SquarePants is too violent for Indonesia's broadcasting watchdog.
Your intonation there is a little...
SpongeBob. I didn't realize that SquarePants... My brain had edited out SquarePants from the headline. It was just SpongeBob is too violent for Indonesia's broadcasting watchdog. And then it was like, no, wait, there's SquarePants.
Well, that's not his full
Interestingly,
name.
I think one of his parents is a round sponge.
Oh, you think that's infidelity?
You know, I don't know. I can't remember if it was the mom or the dad.
So apparently he hits some people with objects or people get attacked with things. It's cartoon violence, you know, as you'd expect.
That's pretty goofy.
They are not down with that. So you got to wonder what they're watching.
I think that any culture that does not appreciate the Roadrunner and the Coyote.
Yeah, I mean, like, Bugs Bunny hit everybody with every kind of object. And he dressed as a woman and kissed them, too.
Elmer Fudd, don't take lessons from Elmer Fudd on firearm safety. That is just...
Yeah, they would literally, like, shoot each other in the face, and all that would happen is their face would turn black from the powder. There was never any damage. Or sometimes the duck would have to put his beak back on, but he was fine. That's a terrible, terrible lesson. I threw this in here because I'm struggling with this. Let me tell you, my cats are getting a little porky, and I've cut down their food, and they are not happy about it. The big resistance right now, or the big, like, you know, rebellion, is they like to take apart their water fountain and unplug it every day. And it only punishes them. It doesn't hurt me. It just keeps them from drinking, but I don't know. They feel like, I guess it's a catharsis.
For cats, the struggle is real when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off.
Look at this guy.
Oh, he's a chonker. Look how chubby he is. I love him.
And that is what they talk about here, Krista, is that
people... I bet he's a good boy.
People equate giving food to their cats with loving them, and they're so adorable when they're porky. I mean, look, Toast his little belly.
Cute.
It's so much fun to rub his little belly. But it's bad for him. And it's tough. Once they get used to a certain amount of food, dialing it back will cause them to be very alarmed. Vocally alarmed. So, think about your cats. I don't know if they had any other good pictures in here. No, unfortunately not. We have talked about Japan's IT minister before. And what was the one before? He didn't understand.
Remember.
It was like he didn't know what DNS or TCP or something like that was. Remember that one?
Well, there was one that made an embarrassing gaffe about email.
Yeah, he doesn't understand anything about it. It's
like
obvious.
He was like, my assistant does that. Like, he didn't actually understand how to do
and
a fairly basic thing.
He's 78 years old, and it's clear that he has no idea what's going on. He was just appointed by the Communist Party to do what they say.
Not communist.
And it keeps coming. Oh, that's Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not communist at all. Well, he was appointed by the Imperial. Anyway, he has no idea what he's doing.
The website of Japan's new 78-year-old IT minister offline for months, raising questions over his tech acumen. But would it, though, like, is the IT minister directly responsible for his own website? Because it doesn't seem like that would be the case.
You'd think someone would have noticed and they would have fixed
it. Yeah, raises questions. But when he was questioned about it, he was like, yeah, I don't know why it would say that. We've definitely paid the bill. Like, clearly he has no idea. And they were like, well, can't you, like, move the website somewhere else, meaning move the hosting? And he was like, you know, we're going to look into that, but...
I'm moving to GeoCities as a cost-cutting measure.
Well, it might be too. Like, he might just have someone else handle all. It's most likely he has someone handling all of that.
Still, that's horrifying. How is this minister going to advance the needs of the IT, like, part of his country,
or even grasp the nuances? Like, we've got is it Nunez we've got that seems to understand it on some level, or not? Was he the bad guy?
I don't know.
Why is it Wyden?
I've lost track. Ron Wyden's the good guy.
It might be Wyden, who seems to have a basic understanding, a very basic understanding of technology. And he's the best we've got. So.
I don't know. Some people would say that Beto is going to be really good because he's in the Cult of the Dead Cow. I don't know.
Yeah, but.
If anyway.
He becomes president, then we'll have to have a civil war. So this turned out to be a nothing burger of a story. This is the worst clickbait headline of the day.
Clickbait works. The story is 2,100-year-old iPhone case discovered in Russian Atlantis. I'll save you the trouble. It's an Instagram picture. It kind of looks like an iPhone case if you squint your eyes. It turns out it was actually a belt buckle.
It's not even what? There.
Where's the picture?
It's a belt buckle.
Three killed and four hospitalized. That's not a picture. This thing has been running video ever since we've been sitting here.
No.
Oh, man, let's reload the page.
It's Fox. This is
there it is.
Oh, it was there for a second.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, that is a massive belt buckle for a young lady.
Yeah. It's a jewel-encrusted belt buckle.
Krista, what would you rate that fashion on a scale of 10?
I'm not the best at fashion. I don't know. We don't need to know what else she was wearing.
It's made of jet.
I mean, it's probably higher quality and craftsmanship than most of the stuff I own.
She was just wearing that. It was sexy as hell.
Not even a belt, confusingly enough.
Well, we talk about horrible things on trains and people airdropping terrible things. And the question is, what can you do when you don't want pictures of penises and yet they arrive? And one young lady has a solution, she claims.
The war on unwanted dick pics has begun. I did not see this one.
This is a great.
I saw this on Twitter, and it was like, I should cover this. But this is the person doing this actually will be able to pull this off.
Kelsey Bresler. Now, here's a sort of anti-intuitive, because Kelsey Bresler is asking you to send her dick pics.
Well, no, it's to a specific account that's just for this. Let's be clear about that.
Somebody's going to have to look at them at some point just to make sure they are dick pics. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to use that as a data set to train an AI that can recognize the human penis.
I don't watch the show, but wasn't this the plot of the Silicon Valley show, like Hot Dog or Not Hot Dog?
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
They do that with like when girls take pictures of their legs when they're tanning on vacation. People did that with hot dogs and put it in front of like pictures of oceans. And they're like, is this legs or hot dogs?
Yeah, I can see that. Because they're all glossy and smooth.
Yeah.
So anyway, she wants to build this data set and apparently, I guess, make that available to all the communications and, phone manufacturers and stuff, so you can have built-in dick filtering on your devices.
It's crazy that it's come to that and that
just it's not
years
that crazy.
Of people saying, hey, I don't like dick pics. They don't turn me on.
But I think that only motivates the dick picker.
There is no, the great filter is coming.
I just
yeah, it's this.
Unless you're someone who's, into flashing people, I don't really understand,
Oh, I think that's exactly what it is.
But it's not
I think
though.
Some guys actually
They genuinely believe that someone wants to see their penis without any sort of preamble. I don't understand that.
But you gotta think, let's say that you try that 1,000 times, and one time it works. That it's probably that gambling reinforcement thing, where it's like, oh my god, it works.
They're the same people who are buying loot boxes.
Yeah, yeah. They're definitely the same people who are buying loot boxes. Well, speaking of genitalia, this really is, if you want to talk about the dystopia that we live in. All of our sports arenas are named after corporations now.
The Sprint Arena.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. But turns out you buy that, you don't just build the stadium and get your name on it forever. There are naming rights, and they expire. And one of them is expiring, and they have a new bidder that some people aren't going to like.
Porn site says it has submitted naming rights bid for Miami Arena.
But the name of the site... You might think, oh, Pornhub, right? No, it's not Pornhub. It's Bang Brothers. Can you imagine? I got to think that, the Alltel Arena, for example, is just plastered with Alltel inside, yeah. Right? Are you going to put Bang Brothers everywhere on the inside? I mean, you're going to have kids.
There's no way they get that bid, right? That's not going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, it's...
That would be like suicide for them.
I imagine there's some kind of ethics clause or something.
Yeah, there's a rule that says that they can exclude whoever for basically any reason.
But they're offering $10 million. There's their logo. mean, their logo is somewhat inoffensive, but it does have the word bang in it, so.
Well, like I said, it would just be like, what a, the logo is only one part of your branding strategy. So just throwing that out there, too. There may be other things that they have to use to advertise. So.
Also, they've announced they would call it the Bang Brothers Center, which has the acronym BBC, which has another connotation in their line of work.
I didn't consider that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Jerry Falwell Jr., son of the famous televangelist, is he's running a corporation and seems to be running it in a very specific way that some people disagree with. And he also seems to misunderstand exactly how email works and the law.
Forwarding email is a crime, Jerry Falwell Jr. says after leaks to media. A legal expert told the Associated Press that Falwell's claims were totally insane.
So yeah, he says that email belongs to the corporation if it was generated on their servers. And to forward it outside of those servers without permission is the same as theft. I think there's some precedent that disagrees with that. So apparently he said some things in email that he did not want other people to find out about. I can't, do you remember what the quotes were? They were crazy.
That's the reason you don't talk about email or don't talk about things in emails that...
He runs a university and it's one of these like really right wing and they described it as a dictatorship. So he's probably going to...
It's a crime to forward this email. Is it, though?
No. Although, you know, I mean, surviving scandals like this is what that family has lived on for decades. So something tells me that he'll be just fine, unfortunately. Krista, I remember once upon a time you told us a story about the Vanta Black.
Yeah.
You remember that? And then, like, the guy's a real asshole, mm-hmm. and he won't let people use it. Well,
I didn't know about that last part, but
yeah, like he owns it, and he won't let certain people use it. I thought you told us about that.
I told you about the Vanta Black part, but I don't know anything about the creator.
Well, then there's another guy who invented something similar, and they're in a legal battle. Anyway, all that might not matter anymore because we have a new contender.
MIT engineers have created the blackest black to ever black. That's the headline on Gizmodo.
Now, after the YouTube compression, there's no way you're going to be able to see this, so you have to click the link in the one tab. But this, if you can just barely see, this exact same diamond is in this picture. It's just coated with that stuff. And it's actually a little void right here that you can see.
Is this the same material they painted a car with? Because I saw a picture of that, too, and it was very weird.
It's actually blacker than the background.
It looks like they photoshopped something out.
You can definitely see a little like thing right there. And this is a pencil. It's the tiny little... diamond at the head of a pencil. So incredible. But yeah, they I think they did this by accident.
Neat.
There we go. The blackest black in the world. And because that other guy wouldn't let you use his without permission, and if you want to do a project with the blackest black in the world, they haven't set any restrictions on this one yet.
Neat.
It's going to be released under the MIT license.
I don't know how you create it. I don't know what it's made of.
I saw a video of the Vanta Black BMW, and I thought it was just like CGI or special effects
or
something.
It's so weird looking.
Yeah.
I recommend seeing it in a video because that really makes it strange.
Carbon nanotubes and chlorine-etched aluminum foil. 99.995 versus Vanta Black's 99.965. So that's way blacker.
If you're really super goth, then you need the blackest black.
Also, they have this related story. That guy that won't let you use that version, he built a hole in a museum and put that, lined it with that, and people just fell into it.
Because they thought it was a cartoon hole on the floor.
But they just thought it was the floor because you can't, light literally won't bounce off of it, so you can't tell any sort of contours or anything going on. All right, that's all we got.
It's the end of the week.
It's the end of the week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.